This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been doing a study of 1 Thessalonians and using what we learn as a reality check for how we are doing in our Christian experience. We now come to the closing verses of this book. As we study these verses, I would like us to try answering the question, are you making progress in your Christian experience? As I reflected on these verses, 1 Thessalonians 5:12 through 28, I amplified the question as follows. Are you making progress in your church life, in coping with your daily circumstances, in understanding your faith experience, in your relationship and walk with God, and in your relationship with the church at large? Each of these areas in your Christian life is important. Neglect in any one or more area will affect the others. So let's look at them separately and then together. The first area is your experience within your church. I guess the first thing I would need to say is that being a part of a church is not an option. Participation is implied in 1 Thessalonians 5:12 through 15. In Hebrews 10:25, it is put more specifically, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. As in 1 Thessalonians, this injunction is addressed to all believers in the light of the imminent return of Jesus Christ. If you are a Christian, you are a part of the body of Christ, the church. During the Jesus movement a few years ago, the chant was, Jesus yes, the church no. That's not an option for the Christian. Do a reality check. If you have questions on this, tune in tomorrow because we'll be amplifying this point in our next visit.